This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so good evening. Welcome to tonight's share. So there are two topics we're going to discuss tonight. The first is the halacha one, and it's Slichas, did you know? This is an overview of Hilchas Slichas, which of course we begin saying in Mitzvah Hashem this Motzei Shabbos, Sunday. And it's just an overview, a quick reminder of some of the key issues that are important to refresh ourselves before we begin again in Mitzvah Hashem, davening Slichas. And then, of course, we'll have our Parsha shared soon. So, take a look at that handout. The first box is an extract from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur says, "Miyom Rishon Shekoidim Rosh Hashanah," from Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, "Mashkim in the Slichas." We begin saying Slichas. We get up early and we start saying Slichas. And that begins, of course, this Sunday, this Motzei Shabbos, this Sunday. V'imchol Rosh Hashanah b'yom sheni b'yom shlishi. If Rosh Hashanah falls on either Monday or Tuesday, as of course it does this year, maschinim yom rishon b'shavu ha'kodem. We don't begin on the Sunday immediately before Rosh Hashanah, but we begin a week and a bit before. So of course this year, Rosh Hashanah is, please God, Monday, Tuesday, a week. This time 2 weeks, Rosh Hashanah is over. Amazingly. So next Monday week, Tuesday week is Rosh Hashanah, so we don't begin on the day before, rather we begin this Motzei Shabbos, this Sunday. Now, it needs to be a minimum of 4 days. Why? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in paragraph 2. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum Sheharbe Noagim Lihis'anus Asar Yomim. The reason why it's a minimum of 4 days that we say Slichas, a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, is because some people have the minhag to fast Asar Yomim for 10 days, Aser Semei Tshuva, Imam Yom Kippurim, with including Yom Kippur. Now, you've got a problem. Because of La'olam Yechzru Dalad Yomim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There are 4 days within the Aser Semei Tshuva where you're not allowed to fast. What are those 4 days? Shlo Yuchlu Lisanis Tahainu Beis Yomim. There are two of the days of Rosh Hashanah themselves. You can't fast on Rosh Hashanah itself. V'Shabbos Shuva. You're always going to have, within 10 days of the Aser Semei Tshuva, you're going to have a Shabbos Shuva in there. You can't fast on Shabbos. And what's the fourth day? The fourth day when you can't fast during the Aser Semei Tshuva is, of course, Erev Yom Kippur, where there is a mitzvah to eat. For Erev Yom Kippur, and that's the fourth day. So, lokach tzorich lahashlim dalad yomim kodim Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, to make up for the 10 days of fasting, there are those who fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, plus the 6 days within the Aser Semei Tshuva, to make a total of 10. And therefore, to make it sort of standardized, we don't just always start 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, we always begin on the Sunday before, or if it's on a Monday or Tuesday, the Sunday a week before. Okay, that's one of the reasons why it's 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Then the Mishnah Berurah gives a second reason, perhaps better known. V'oitam shekovu dalad yomim shekin motzinu b'karbonus, because we find when it comes to karbonus she tu'unim bikur mimum dalad yomim kodim hakrova. When in the days of old, when we would bring karbonus, you would have to inspect the animal for a period of up to 4 days before you could offer it up to check that it's free of any mum, of any blemish. And with all the karbonos in Parshas Pinchas, it says, and you should offer up an oilo. But Rosh Hashanah, changes the nusach, the expression is not v'hikravtem, it says v'asisem oilo. It's as if he's offering up himself. He is the carbon, like sheep, kibnei morim. We're sort of passing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like individual sheep, before the shepherd. And therefore, in the same way that a sheep, when he's being brought as a carbon, needs 4 days of physical examination to make sure he's free from blemishes. Well, so to us, that reminds us that 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, we begin and we sort of introspect and we make sure that we are free from blemishes, which is really the focus of Slichas. And therefore, Chazal fixed 4 days to introspect, to check out our own blemishes, to make sure that we are clean of any chait, that we can do tshuva. Okay, so that's the reason why we begin when we begin. When is the best time to recite Slichas? I keep saying Motzei Shabbos, Sunday morning. When is the actual opportune and best time to daven Slichas? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nagim lokum ba'ashmeiris. The minhag is to get up early in the morning to say Slichas, to soif halayla, because at the very end of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot ba'olam hazeh v'hu eis ratzon. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of he roams around our world late at night and is considered an eis ratzon. And therefore, the ideal time is just before dawn, at the very end of the night. That's considered the eis ratzon, the auspicious time. And indeed, that's what most shuls do. If you daven, depends on the time of year, depends which country you're in. But let's say in Eretz Yisrael, you know, slichas maybe at 5:30 in the morning, before Alos HaShachar, that would be the most ideal time to do it. Now, doesn't mean that's the only time to do it. When is the next best time to do it? So the next best time is actually halachic midnight. Halachic midnight is not 12 p.m., or a.m. actually. It's not 12, it's halachic midnight. In other words, it's halfway between Tse'is, nightfall, and Alos HaShachar, whatever time that happens to be. You know, normally approximately 1 o'clock. We're familiar Seder night. You know, make sure you eat your afikomen by 1:07 or whatever it is. So whatever halachic midnight is, and therefore the next best time is to do it then. But the truth is, they can be said during the day, and therefore most shuls, what they would do, certainly here in London, is that if shachris is at 7 o'clock, they would make slichas at 6:15 or 6:30. You know, immediately before that, depends if it's the slightly longer slichas, the shorter slichas. But that's what most people will do. Now, there is, of course, what's become more popular is to say slichas, to have an evening time to do it. You know, 11 o'clock, sometimes a bit earlier even. Is that acceptable? For a lot of people, that seems to be it's preferred. They've got to get up early. To get up very early is challenging. They've got a full day at work. And certainly for Sfaradim, it's very challenging. they're over halfway through slichas for Elul. So is it okay? So there's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe. I've got it here on the sheet. It says Rav Moshe in Arachaim Chelek Beis Siman Kufei. He says the following: Ach im hu oifen she'ief shemechatzos. If a person can't do it at the times I've just described, i.e., just before dawn or halachic midnight, which is the middle of the night, we mentioned before, 1 o'clock in the middle of the night. Then v'yispatlu oisei hatzibur mislichas, and if as a result the community will not daven slichas, they just won't get a minyan. Yesh lahatzir begeda hirasha, is permitted as a one-off, as an exceptional situation, to allow other times. Gam mitchila ki bedvarim elu ein makar megemara elahem medivrei rabbeinu achrenim api sifrei kabbala shemistabesh ein boze inyan issa. There's no issa to do it then. It's certainly not ideal, but it is permitted in the circumstances which Rav Moshe has described, i.e. that you might not get a minyan, etc., etc. Ela she'en mo'ilim b'koyach yudgimu midas she'esh b'haftocha, etc., etc. Okay, fine. So really one says slichas ideally before dawn, that's the eis ratzon, that's the most auspicious time, or then halachic midnight. If not then one does it other times in the morning, even earlier before midnight. There are grounds and extenuating circumstances to do it then. But they can be done during the day. If people are there busy, wouldn't do it otherwise, then it would be okay to do it at other times. Now, what are the technical setup for doing it? Well, the first thing first is netilas yadayim. So let's say you do it in the morning, you get up early in the morning. If one says slichas before shacharis, then you do have to say, first of all, netilas yadayim. You need to wash, of course, negel vasa anytime when you wake up in the morning. But then you say Al Natilas Yadayim, Asher Yotza, you say Elokai Neshama, and you also have to say Birchas HaTorah. The reason why you say Birchas HaTorah before Slichas is because Slichas contains lots of Psukim, and therefore before you can say these Psukim, you need to say Birchas HaTorah. If Slichas is said before Alois HaShachar, which is the Eis Ratzon, then Al Natilas Yadayim should only be said after Slichas. You need to still wash your hands for Negel Vasa. But that is said after slichas. Okay, now a common question that is often asked is: what if a person can't keep up with the minyan? Sometimes slichas are said quite quickly, and you're sort of saying them with kavana slowly. Well, what to do? So the poskim say that a person who cannot keep up with the pace of the minyan, it's better he should actually recite the slichas at his own pace with kavana a bit more slowly. However, he should join the minyan at a few critical points. The critical points are the Yud Gimel Midas. The Yud Gimel Midas are Hashem Hashem Kel Racham L'Chanun, that we repeat and we say it in unison. That can only be said with a minyan. We can't say it as individuals. And it's important, therefore, where even if you're at a slower pace and you haven't quite caught up with the minyan, to make sure you join the minyan for that point and to say the Yud Gimel Midas. Why is it called the Yud Gimel Midas? Because this pasuk, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham L'Chanun, contains the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Hashem, which is actually two separate Midas. Hashem, Hashem. Keil, Rachum, V'chanun. Erech Apayim. Erech Apayim. V'Rav Chesed. Noitzer Chesed La'alofim. Noitzei Ovoin V'fesha V'chet V'nake. V'ovoin V'nake. Yes, again. Hashem, Hashem. Keil, Rachum, V'chanun. Erech Apayim. V'Rav Chesed V'emes. Noitzer Chesed La'alofim. Noitzei Ovoin V'fesha V'chet V'nake. There you go. 13. 13. Those are the Yud Gimel Midas that we refer to. And that should be said with a minion. So a person can daven at their own pace, but when it comes to the Yud Gimel Midas, he should catch up with the Tzibur. And also the other two points are Shema Kolenu. A person should make sure that they're with the Tzibur at that point, and Vidui as well, to say collectively in unison. Okay, what about a person who says, it's double Dutch to me, it's Chinese. Can I say Slichus in English? Is that allowed? Some of it's in Aramaic, and therefore it's hard to access it. So the halachas are that the tefillah generally is more powerful in Lashon HaKodesh, and even if you don't understand the words of Lashon HaKodesh, it's preferred to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. However, of course it is important to try and understand what you're saying, and if a person cannot recite them fluently in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, then you can say them in English. But anyone who is familiar with, be able to say Lashon HaKodesh and to speak Hebrew or to say the words, then even if you don't understand them, it's better to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. But it is allowed to say it in English if reading fluent Hebrew is a problem. Okay, there isn't time, but that's the Bi Halacha, the next on the sheet. Okay, women, interestingly, are not obligated in Slichas. Many women do, and it's a very commendable thing to do. But they're not mechuyev in Slichas. Do you need to have a minion when you say Slichas? Again, it's preferable. It's always preferable to daven with a minion, but it's not essential. A person is traveling, is away, or whatever it may be. Then you are allowed to daven Slichas b'yechidus. But like I mentioned before, the Yud Gimel Midas can only be said with a minion. There is a sort of an interesting option of just reading the Pesukim as they appear in the Torah. There's no harm in reading Pesukim from the Torah. And the Pasuk of Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'chanun is a Pasuk in the Torah. So a person can read them with the tune of the Torah reading, the laning, the trop, and that way that overcomes the problem. But generally speaking, you don't do the Yud Gimel Midas unless you are with a minion. And there are, at the very end of Slichas, when the Machnisei Rachamim, those parts which in Aramaic, again for those parts, many Slichas will say, you only say that with a minion. Two more quick points. Tachanun appears in Slichas, at the very end of Slichas, and there's discussion about whether you're allowed to say Tachanun at night. And generally speaking, you do not say Tachanun at night. That one should make sure that Mincha, we try and daven before Shkia, and therefore Tachanun is said before it gets to Sofek Laila. However, although Tachanun generally is said before nightfall, it's Slichas. If Slichas is said at night, for example, Motzei Shabbos or whenever it may be, you do say Tachanun. It's interesting, for ladies, they're not also always familiar with Tachanun because it's not part of the tefillah for many ladies. However, I remember once giving a shir on, I mentioned Tachanun in the girls' school, giving some halacha shir there, and I mentioned Tachanun, I said about Nefilas Apayim, it's called Nefilas Apayim, and you actually put your, you bury your head in your hat, in your arm. And they didn't know what I was talking about. And it could be that some of you are not familiar with what I'm talking about. Okay, but if you go to a shul every morning, and even at mincha, unless you go on the days when they don't say Tachanun, which, there are days when you don't say, but that's what happens. And you put a man will say Tachanun, which happens straight after Shemini Esrei, and when it comes to Tachanun, he will bury his head in his hand and he says Tachanun. That paragraph he'll say like that. If you're wearing tefillin in the morning, you will do it in the hand, the other arm. So I put my tefillin, I'm a right-handed person, so I put my tefillin on my left hand. So I'll say Tachanun, I'll put my head in my right arm. In mincha time, and I'm not wearing tefillin, so I'll bury my head in my left arm. So that's standard practice, which boys and men are very familiar with. Just looking around the room, I think this looks like this might be new to some. Okay, so if you do go to shul, the mincha, and suddenly everyone buries their head, you now know what is going on. And it's said even in situations where you don't say it. So for example, when there is a chosan present, you don't say tachanun. Lots of occasions when you don't say tachanun. They tell the famous joke, in some certain shuls, there's a, you sit, you sort of, the days when you don't say tachanun are more common than the days you do say tachanun. And you know, one time in one Hasidic shtibel, they got very upset because they couldn't find a reason not to say tachanun. So they're going to say tachanun. So they went up to the Rav, and they said, "We don't know what to do. We, you know, there seems to be no reason. There's no yard side. There's no simcha. There's no just like. So what, you know, we're going to have to say tachanun." So the Rav says, "Really? There's no yard side today. There's no there. Fantastic. No tachanun, right?" So that was his response to it. Okay. And last point is standing during slichus. It is preferable to stand during slichus. However, of course, if this is difficult, one should at least stand when saying the Yud Gimel Midas, the 13 attributes of mercy. And when you say Vidui as well, the Ashamnu is when the person should be standing. That's the bottom Mate Ephraim. The Tov La'amud B'Shas HaMiris HaSlichus is preferable to stand when you're saying slichus. U'misha Kosh Le'Lamud B'Miris HaSlichus. And if it's difficult for a person to stand, I'll call Polim Yamud B'Shas HaMiris Kamech Yeshev. So apart from those points, one is able to sit, but it's preferable to stand. Okay, so that's really just a quick review of the halachas of slichus. To explain the two reasons why we start 4 days before, or like this year when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, Tuesday, a week and a bit before, always a Sunday before. When is the best time? Ideally, just before Aleis HaShachar, just before dawn. The next best time is Halachic midnight, but saying it other times is certainly acceptable. And even before midnight, sort of late evening, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, which has become sort of, I think, increasingly more popular, in extenuating circumstances, it seems to be allowed. Not to forget Netilas Yadayim said in the morning, Asher Yotzar and Lekhan Hashem Brachas HaTorah, and a person can do it at his own pace, but needs to catch up with the Sibur at various points. Can be said in English if reading Lashon HaKodesh is more difficult. Women are not obligated, but they may do so, and it's commendable if they want to. And davening with the minyan, Tachanun, we've spoken about. Okay, Seder, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.